Hey guys, welcome to the Years in Between.
With me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Jacinta Joey.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings and experiences in the years in between. Woo! How are you, my lovely?
Good. I'm feeling much more better this week. I don't feel as overwhelmed as I did last week with the whole, like, managing friendships and stuff. I think because I literally had a day off yesterday. I didn't go to work. Yeah.
There's some rest and recuperation.
Yeah, I needed it, to be honest. Like, I just needed to just lay in bed until midday.
Sometimes you need to do that.
Yeah, but I recognise that when I'm not doing something productive, I feel guilty.
Yeah, that's true. I get that feeling as well. But then it's also like you just end up stressing yourself out because you'll feel guilty for relaxing.
Yeah.
There's always something that can be done.
Yeah, all the time. But yeah, other than that, I'm good. How about you?
This week has been horrible. It's been horrible. But not like work-wise or anything. Just life in general has been a little bit.
Things shaken.
Yeah, you know. But I did happen to have some annual leave that I'd like booked prior. So
oh, wow.
It came right in time.
God just works in mysterious ways. Nonsense. No, literally.
Yeah, like... It's crazy. So it wasn't that long. It was like a little 5-day, but it was over, including the weekend.
Oh,
so
nice,
it wasn't anything like crazy long. Today's the last day of it. I'm going back to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just had some like relaxing time, kind of somewhat relaxing with family. And it was really nice. But yeah, you know, back into the
swing of things.
Exactly. So... Yeah, nothing crazy to note, but other than life's crazy, but you have to keep on stepping, don't you? So
the days don't wait for anyone.
Basically, the world's gonna keep on turning, whether whatever or whatever's not, whatever is, it's gonna keep on turning.
Sunday gone, Monday born.
When one man gone, the next man born.
Introducing Vanessa Bling.
Yeah, how are you guys? How's your week been? Comment down below. We want to know. Is it good? Is it bad? If anything, tomorrow's a new day. You can start again. And for today, I saw this post on Instagram. Well, what was the thing that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, so we, including Listeny, were talking about how unfortunate that it is for women to have a heartbreak before they realise or recognize their worth. I think that's what I was talking
about. Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
I was saying, like, some people are, like, blessed from the beginning, like, if they were to meet someone at a young age and they're with them for the whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And then Listeny said something like, she doesn't feel like it's so
good that people
have that sort of experience.
Because she's more like the what if sort of exists as a thing.
But then you were saying, but what if they were a good man?
Yeah. I also reference, there's a song by one of my favourite artists, Lennon Stella, and it's called Golf on TV, and she sings about she doesn't understand why, like, if something's working and it's great and you're in love, why would you want to give that up or, like, try and look for something new type thing?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't understand that. But then also, I guess there's also aspects of human nature where people want to try new things and explore different...
Because you did mention something about... well, I was saying something... I'm not going to say it. I was saying something.
Totally, like, I'm not going to say it.
But I kind of understand the concept is... context is... you were saying... sometimes in a healthy relationship, like, things can get boring. And, like, that person can look elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I had a question, but it's kind of gone. But, like, how would you...
There's an asterisk on Loki on what I meant by with the whole boring thing. Because I saw...
I mean, it's
just excitement. Because sometimes you just have to shift the perspective on the relationship or just switch it up a bit to create that excitement again. But some people who aren't emotionally mature or, they seek excitement elsewhere rather than turning to their partner and actually communicating that. So,
because I was going to say, like, the narrative of excitement in a relationship, shouldn't it just exist, like, as you guys go on about life? Like, being boring okay, being healthy nowadays is being mistaken as being boring, when actually being healthy, I think for me, means that you guys could still have
100%
exciting. Like,
it's just like communication that needs to exist between.
So like when one says, oh, like the relationship's boring, but you know, I'm not gonna go elsewhere, why would you wanna label
that as
a
boring,
strong relationship as boring?
I guess maybe that's, I feel like it's like life, in the sense that life can be mundane.
Yeah.
So that can be mistaken as life being boring, but it's just the same. There's like a sameness to it.
True, but
so
yeah. The sameness, yeah, can get
it's boring. The sameness, yeah. Like sometimes you just want a bit of
difference.
Yeah.
I understand
but that. But not with a different person. Different in the sameness that is existing in the relationship.
Okay, so yeah, communication is where.
Exactly. Because that, I guess, will happen naturally. Because if you're with the same person over a long period of time, you know them inside and out, there's a sameness that happens.
Mm.
But you just need to be proactive in being
ensuring,
like, oh,
yeah,
let's try this, let's do that. But that also comes with maturity, I think, if you don't have, like, if a person doesn't have someone that's willing to show up to, but both people need to show up to the relationship every single day. And if both people don't show up to the relationship every single day, then
yeah, that's true.
Loki, the question I had basically,
what was it?
I guess when I thought, it's not specific to what we, but like when I saw this question, it made me think of the idea of heartbreak.
Okay.
Because it was like tips I wish I knew earlier.
Okay.
Or the most important thing that I learned about ...
Okay.
So, which one do you want to do? Would you want to do both?
We could do both. So tips I knew earlier.
I wish I knew earlier. We low-key covered it a few episodes ago when we were reading The Courage to be Disliked.
Wow. A few episodes ago, you mean Jesus. Episodes that was still in
a while ago.
Stay with me.
Yeah. Yeah, but when we were reading The Courage to be Disliked, the whole thing of what you wish you would have known.
Okay, should we do
three things maybe?
I wish I would have known before falling in love.
Okay, you can switch it up. Yeah. Okay, let's do that.
Let me actually think. That's actually a good question.
I don't even have answers. So I'm like asking her, looking at her like I know my answers. Let me think too.
One thing I would say is that to make sure that you have your own identity in the relationship, because it can so easily, as a woman especially, be morphed into his one, or like you start taking on his, so much so that you don't, I wouldn't say lose yourself, but you only do or like the things that the other person does, because you're like no longer yourself.
That's so interesting, because when you just said that, it just flashed me back. So that's a similar answer to what you gave the first time you answered it.
Yeah.
That's so true. Like, it's hard to know completely who you are at such a young age as well.
Yeah, I know. Like, okay. If
but
you're
stand
gonna do,
true
I,
and, like, have your stuff.
Yeah. If we're going to answer the question for what it is, like, things that you wish you would have known?
Tips you wish you...
Tips
the,
you wish
is
you...
the question. Tips I wish I knew earlier. So tips.
Okay, tips I wish I knew earlier. I know
before
like
falling in love with this one.
I know that experiences shape you and, you know, they develop more of your character.
Mm.
Like, things happen for a reason. I know that. And I don't want to speak from an era of regret. But I also would say to my younger self, perhaps don't get in a relationship so young and discover yourself, so that when you do, you are yourself, and instead of you know, easily being molded into the person that they want you or to be.
Yeah, because you don't have like a solid foundation on.
Yeah, and I don't want to say that I didn't know myself, but I was so young
still,
and tender.
Still growing,
yeah,
still learning.
Exactly. So
sort of like still question marks in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
which is fair. I would say that, like, when you said that, I feel like, for me, I would say, I don't know, it depends on how you look at this, but I would say, don't be too kind.
Okay, yeah.
Because I feel like, and actually, like, I'm a pretty kind person, yeah. Like, I'm not out here being rude to people, like, but...
Very empathetic.
Yeah, but I'm also, like, I can also be the other side, but I like choose not to be, like I proactively want to be kind to people, but I also feel like if you're kind to the wrong person, then do you know what I mean?
But I also see it as a from a lens of, if you're kind to the wrong person, you've done true and good for yourself because you were kind to them. So whatever they've done, that's on them and that's not on you.
That's true. That is true. That's valid. But I still think, I just, at some point, like, there's some things I just, Loretta today has been changed, like how you're saying, experiences change you, has been changed in her degree, in my degree of kindness when it comes to romantic.
Well, you just, you have a hardened heart now.
I guess, maybe, yes, I'm jaded, but...
But maybe don't allow this hardened heart, because you have this hardened heart, that you self-sabotage in the future.
No, I still think that ending up with the right person...
Will happen.
Obviously, like...
Yeah.
Amen. But with the right person, it will bring up the right characteristics within any person, like...
For sure.
Within me. So I feel like my kindness wouldn't be something that I would... restrain, maybe at the start.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, at the start. So we just have to, like, we've got to do the necessary work so that you don't push that person away.
Yeah,
I was also gonna say, like, because Christians should be nice, right? Nice and kind, right? But I can't say this word for word, but I was watching a video the other day of a preacher, pastor, Mesa. And they were saying there's a difference between being nice and kind.
In what way?
Like, Jesus was kind to people, but he wasn't nice to everybody.
Okay.
So, like, for example, the Pharisees / the religious leaders, he was kind to them in terms of, like, his responses. He was kind to how he
carried himself towards them.
Yeah. Mm. But he wasn't nice. Like, he wasn't like, oh, well, I understand that you feel like that.
Yeah.
But then he was like, no, this is the truth, and that's that. But he did it in a kind way.
Yeah. Yeah, but he wasn't here trying to be like, oh, nicey-nicey to everyone. Like, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he was, that's what they were saying. As Christians, we should be like that. So as a person, we can be kind, but we don't have to be
nice.
But that doesn't mean that you have to be a horrible individual to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think...
Just stand strong in what you are and who you are.
But be kind in your...
Yeah, be firm but kind.
Yeah. So I guess that's my advice to you.
We'll see, guys.
But yeah, so one that I didn't see, two was... not to be too kind. I think for me, it would be more discerning. Like, don't take things face value. Don't take everything face value. Like, trust your...
Everything she says, you're literally... Every time you say it, I'm literally like, oh my gosh, same. Literally same.
Oh my gosh, same. No, but literally trust your inner man. Trust
honestly.
Because
honestly,
your body tells you, your body knows.
Mm-hmm. And your body never forgets.
Yeah, it actually does.
It never forgets.
Your body knows, so listen to your body. Like, if you're around people, for example, let's not say someone romantic. Let's say you're around people and you don't feel comfortable enough to be yourself. Your body's telling you something. Because it might not be that I'm consciously being like this. It's subconsciously I can't. I just don't
open up in that way.
Yeah.
And that's your body protecting you.
Yeah, like when I'm naturally like, well, no, sorry, not naturally. When I'm like reserved and very quiet around people, it's either they're new people and I'm still like I'm sussing you out, or there's something about you that...
Something's off.
Yeah, and I just can't like connect with you. But it doesn't mean I'm going to be rude to you. I'm just going to be very mute.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I'm still like, guys... listen to your inner voice, listen to your inner self, because it's literally, if you were looking at it from like a biological level, it's protected our ancestors long enough to get them to reproduce us to this point. We need to listen to that inner voice, because it's crazy. It's so crazy. Like, even now, like, I think back to certain experiences where it's like if I just listen to the voice or the feeling, like the deep, not even just like a like a deep feeling, not, it's not loud, but it's just sort of there within you and you can't brush it off. If you just listen to that and just stay true to that.
Some would say that's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I think that's a good one. That's a really good one. Listening to yourself. Because most often times we know the answer, we know what's right, but we just decide to,
benefit of that. Oh my gosh, I saw this TikTok. I'm going to add it in. I don't know if I liked it. Hopefully I liked it. Maybe I favourited it. But it was like, let me even find it. Something about giving the benefit of the doubt. Like, every day giving the benefit of the doubt. But what if the doubt is better? Yeah, doubt of the benefit. Like,
everybody always want to talk about the benefit of the doubt. Give them the benefit of the doubt. You don't know what they're going through. But what about the doubt of the benefit?
What happens there? Because really and truly, every day, benefit of the doubt. But if you flip it to the other side, not all the time people are good, so.
But yeah. I guess that emphasises the point from before, like, just make sure that you're being true and good on your bar.
And don't step out on your morals or yourself for someone else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not.
Never do that, because if something, like, if it goes wrong or if it goes left, you're not only like, oh, I should have listened to myself, but now you're looking at yourself like, why would I have changed or questioned myself and who I am as a person?
Someone else.
Absolutely not, guys. We're strong around here. Anyway, what's something that used to define you but doesn't anymore?
Used to define me?
I feel like that's a good question, considering I feel like you're on a journey with Christ.
Yeah, like what's, I don't know, my old life?
I don't think everything about your old life was like... Obviously, now you're on a journey with Christ, but you haven't gone, like, night and day.
No, I haven't gone night. It's progressive. But one thing I learned yesterday, because I led Bible study, the sacrifice on the cross that Jesus done for us was actually an exchange of our lives. Like, if I accepted Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Saviour, I exchanged my old life for his life. That means that my old life shouldn't be existent.
Okay.
So my old me, so like in scripture, accepting Jesus as my Lord and Saviour, you know, there's exchange of my life and his life, right? Mm. So right now, as a Christ believer, I should be living a life like Christ, right? So that means that my old life is dead. So I have power over sin. Sin doesn't have power over me.
How do you find purpose in the day-to-day, not just the big milestones? I say... doing what you tell yourself that you're going to do. Staying, like, if you say that you're going to do something to yourself, make sure that you do it, because that creates, that strengthens your self-respect.
I would say.
Self-respect, but, like, there's something else. Self-trust as well.
Yeah. Because the person that will be the most mad at you if you don't do something is yourself. You.
And then when you do those little wins, you're you like, can then be like, yeah, you can cheer yourself and you don't need anyone else to cheer for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it really like builds your self-identity.
Yeah. I would say, how could this glorify God? That's what I would say. Like, is me being lazy? And there's a difference between lazy and resting. But is me being lazy glorifying God? Even if it's just with myself. No, I could be doing something.
And then when you eventually get to whatever big milestone that it is, you can turn back and say, like...
all of those little things add up.
Yeah. Also, I think, like, sometimes if you feel like not doing, like, the thing that you told yourself to do, just think, would you not brush your teeth in the morning? Like, that's something that you have to do. And before you go to bed.
It's so true.
You have to do it every day.
Yeah, you have to.
So, in the same way...
Why are you looking like that? Do you not?
No, I was just looking at listening to what you're saying.
Sinta was wanting you to say that you don't. She wanted you to say that you don't. But in the same way you do that out of reflex, if you keep showing up for yourself or you keep living your life and what, like, for God, it becomes a habit, it becomes a part of you, it becomes second nature. It's no longer a forceful thing or like a energy exerting thing. It's natural.
Just
so,
what I do. Yeah.
Yeah, just try that. But yeah, guys.
Take it from us. Take it or leave it, mate.
But yeah, guys, we hope you enjoyed.
Yeah.
Please don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe.
If you're listening on Apple Music, well, I won't know.
You're not about to list all of them, there's about 13 of them. Just say audio.
What? No, do you know all of them? Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
Amazon,
Deezer, Pandora. I knew there was Deezer. I was going to
iHeartRadio.
There's Pandora.
Yeah.
Pandora is in jewelry.
No, it's an American.
Oh, I thought you'd do Pandora.
Wow.
Okay, you get the gist. If you're listening on those platforms, guys, please don't forget to rate us 5 stars, five smackaroons. Do leave us a comment. Do subscribe. Do share. Do like.
Do all of it, guys.
Do advocate for the years in between. Yeah. Do tell your mother. Do tell your father. Do tell your grandma.
And let us know how your brother, your sister, your thoughts, your cousin, feelings and experiences.
Your pastor, your teacher, your lecturer. Mm. Do tell your manager.
Right.
Do tell your CEO.
Right.
Do tell your business.
Work bestie.
Work bestie. Mm-hmm. Don't forget your work bestie. Because they're probably going life in between with you.
Right, right.
Do tell your dog.
Your real life bestie.
Your real life bestie. She doesn't know, then I don't know what one for you.
Wow. Okay, let's wrap it up.
Do to your boyfriend and your husband.
Right.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye, guys. See you next time. Bye.